A noise at the front door woke her from her nap on the couch. The house was cold and dark. The front door squeaked as it opened. "Sorry, I'm late." Alice rose and walked to the hallway. Anna stood there with a big brown paper bag in one hand and a jumbled pile of mail in the other. She was standing on the hole. "Mom, all the lights are off in here. Were you sleeping? You shouldn't be napping this late in the day. You'll never sleep tonight." Alice walked over to her and crouched down. She put her hand on the hole. Only it wasn't empty space, she felt. She ran her fingers over the looped wool of a black rug. Her black hallway rug. It had been there for years. She smacked it with her open hand so hard the sound she made echoed. "Mom, what are you doing?" Her hand stung. She was too tired to endure the humiliating answer to Anna's question, and an overpowering peanut smell coming from the bag disgusted her. "Leave me alone!" "Mom, it's okay. Let's go in the kitchen and have dinner." Anna put the mail down and reached for her mother's hand, the hand that stung. Alice flung it away from her and screamed. "Leave me alone! Get out of my house! I hate you! I don't want you here!" Her words hit Anna's face harder than if she'd slapped her. Through the tears that streamed down it, Anna's expression clenched into calm resolve. "I brought dinner, I'm starving, and I'm staying. I'm going into the kitchen to eat, and then I'm going to bed." Alice stood in the hallway alone, fury and fight raging madly through her veins. She opened the door and began pulling at the rug. She yanked with all her strength and was knocked down. She got up and pulled and twisted and wrestled it until it was entirely outside. Then she kicked and screamed wildly at it until it limped down the front steps and lay lifeless on the sidewalk. "Alice, answer the following questions. 1. What month is it? 2. Where do you live? 3. Where is your office? 4. When is Anna's birthday? 5. How many children do you have?" If you have trouble answering any of these, go to the file named Butterfly on your computer and follow the instructions there immediately. November, Cambridge, Harvard, September, 3.